saying, "No." And then he, too, snatched up his earplugs.
"Oh, ow, ow,"
echoed through the pipes. "No," shouted Dark Tan in the room of cages. He rammed some straw onto the end of the pipe. "Everyone block their ears." They'd done their best with the cages. Militia had brought blankets and the rest had spent a feverish hour blocking up holes in mud. They'd done their best to feed the prisoners properly, too. Even though they were only Kikis, it was heartbreaking to see them cower so desperately. Dark Tan turned to Nourishing. "Got your ears blocked," he said.
"Pardon?"
"Good." Dark Tan picked up two lumps of cotton wool. "The silly-sounding girl better be right about this stuff," he said. "I don't think many of us have got any strength left to dance."
The piper blew again and then stared at his pipe.
"Just one rat," said Keith, helpfully. "Anywhere you like. No rush."
The piper glared at him and blew again.
"I can't hear anything," said the mayor.
"Humans can't," muttered the piper.
"Perhaps it's broken," said Keith, helpfully.
The piper tried again. There was murmuring from the crowd.
"You've done something," he hissed.
"Oh, yes," said Militia, loudly. "What could he have done? Told the rats to stay underground with their ears blocked up?"
The murmuring turned into muffled laughter. The piper tried one more time. Keith felt the hair stand up on the back of his neck. A rat emerged. It moved slowly across the cobbles, bouncing from side to side, until it reached the piper's feet, where it fell over and started making a whirring noise. People's mouths fell open. It was Mr. Clicky. The piper nudged it with his foot. The clockwork rat rolled over a few times, and then its spring, as a result of months of being punished in traps, gave up. There was a poing and a brief shower of cogwheels. The crowd burst out laughing.
"Hmm,"
said the piper. And this time, the look he gave Keith was shaded with grudging admiration.
"Okay, kid," he said. "Shall you and I have a little talk, piper to piper, over by the fountain?"
"Provided people can see us," said Keith.
"You don't trust me, kid?"
"Of course not."
The piper grinned.
"Good. You've got the makings of a piper, I can see that."
Over by the fountain, he sat down with his booted legs in front of him and held out the pipe. It was bronze, with a raised pattern of brass rats on it, and it glinted in the sunlight.
"Here," said the piper, "take it. It's a good one. I've got plenty of others. Go on, take it. I'd like to hear you play it."
Keith looked at it uncertainly, turning it over and over in his hands.
"It's all trickery, kid," said the piper, as the pipe shone like a sunbeam.
"See the little slider there? Move it down, and the pipe plays a special note humans can't hear. Rats can. Sends them nuts. They come rushing out of the ground and you drive them into the river, just like a sheepdog."
"That's all there is to it,"
said Keith.
"You were expecting something more?"
"Well, yes. They say you turn people into badgers and lead children into magic caves and—"
The piper leaned forward conspiratorially.
"It always pays to advertise, kid. Sometimes these little towns can be pretty slow when it comes to parting with the cash. 'Cause the thing about turning people into badgers and all the rest of that stuff is this. It never happens round here. Most of the people in these mountains never go more than 10 miles away in their lives. They'll believe just about anything could happen 50 miles away. Once the story gets around, it does your work for you. Half the things people say I've done, even I didn't make up."
"Tell me," said Keith, "have you ever met someone called Morris?"
Morris? I don't think so."
"Amazing," said Keith.
He took the pipe and gave the piper a long, slow stare.
"And now, piper," he said, "I think you're going to lead the rats out of town. It's going to be the most impressive job you've ever done."
"Eh? What? You won, kid."
"You'll lead out the rats because that's how it should go," said Keith, polishing the pipe on his sleeve. "Why do you charge us a lot?"
"Because I give them a show," said the piper. "The fancy clothes, the bullying, charging a lot is part of the whole thing. You've got to give them magic, kid. Let them think you're just a fancy rat catcher and you'll be lucky to get a cheese lunch and a warm handshake."
"We'll do it together, and the rats will follow us. Really follow us into the river. Don't bother about the trick note. This will be even better. It'll be a great story," said Keith. "And you'll get your money. $300, wasn't it? But you'll settle for half because I'm helping you."
"What are you playing at, kid? I told you, you won."
"Everyone wins, trust me. They called you in. They should pay the piper. Besides,
Keith smiled. I don't want people to think pipers shouldn't get paid, do I?